So we're under starters orders here for the women's 4x4, the final track event of this year's Bucks 2012 Championships. And we've got a really good chance of finishing it with a medal for Birmingham. On the lead-off leg, Millie Clifford, the Great Britain International. So hopefully we'll get a good start. So we'll just hush now for the starters gun. It's a good start by Clifford here for Birmingham in lane 7. And it won't be until around 500 metres into the race we'll get a real grasp of where each team is, as it's a 500 metre stagger. But a good start here from Millie on the back straight, Alistair.
Yeah, she's closing in on the inside lane of her, and that's always a good sign, although she's also got some competition from Uick potentially. Clifford will make the switch over to Linney, of course, who secured the silver medal in the individual event.
So Millie Clifford up on the outside here. It's a good battle going on here with Emma Pullen, the Uick athlete on the inside. And Millie, usually really strong in the last 100. She struggled yesterday in the UKA 400, but hopefully she's a bit better today in these last 50 metres. And she's going really strongly. And she's all over Emma Pullen in the last 40 metres here, Millie Clifford. Brilliant running by the fresher from Southampton. And she'll hand over to Rebecca Linney, a medalist in the 800. So hopefully she'll have some real strength in the last 100 metres and hand over for a great leg for Callie Reid, who's next on for Birmingham.
Loughborough go into the handover in the lead, and they're actually stretching their gap by quite a way. So it looks like a gold may just be out of Birmingham's stretch. But Linney is doing a fantastic job on this second leg. She's obviously got a bit of taken out of her legs earlier with the individual heat, but she'll hand over to teammate Callie Reid, who was severely disappointed by her performance and will be looking to get a bit of retribution in this event.
Rebecca Linney now coming up onto the shoulder of Philippa Collison, the Brunel athlete. And this is where that 800 metre strength will show. Lucy James, the 400 metre runner from Bedford and County, the Loughborough University student, is running away with it. But Rebecca Linney has run a great leg, and now Callie Reid just needs to hold it together for Leah Barrow on the anchor leg. And Birmingham are going to go home with a medal here. So Reid takes over. And now she chases down. Sorry, it's the Uick athlete, not Brunel, that was in second. So it's Uick's Megan Rogers now. And Callie Reid immediately straight onto her shoulder. And now she just needs to bide her time and chase down hard, as Loughborough really are running away with this. Great running by Caveni on leg 3.
Gabrielle Caveni is just torching this in the third leg for Loughborough. But Callie Reid is running a good race. She's taken Birmingham up into second. She's showing good form here, and looks like she just needs to hold out. And as a result, she'll be handing over to Leah Barrow to run the final leg for Birmingham. It may be crucial if Birmingham are going to get a silver here.
And she's running in treacle now, Callie Reid, in this last 120. And there's a fabulous leg behind her from the University of Bath student, Joe White. And there certainly isn't a medal for sure now. It's going to be a scrap. Leah Barrow now takes over, the individual finalist in the 400, and she'll chase with all her might the Uick athlete on last leg, Rhiannon Linnington Payne. And Leah Barrow now really needs to hold it together and take this bronze medal for Birmingham. It's by no means sorted. Megan Beasley of Loughborough, the 400 metre hurdle star, is running away with this, and Leah Barrow is coming under some real pressure in this last 200.
She's got to do a lot, Leah Barrow, to keep Birmingham in the bronze medal, and maybe just too much. Is that the Sheffield Hallam student, or is it the Brunel?
It's Brunel. It's Bath who's closing in, I think, Alistair.
It's Bath, it's Laura Burke, who's run an exceptional final leg for Bath, but can Leah Barrow hold it out for Birmingham?
And she's got another gear here, Leah Barrow, and she's using it. And what a run from Leah Barrow! She's closing in on Uick, Linnington Payne, and Leah, like she did in the relay in America 4 weeks ago, with an unbelievable anchor leg, 3:42. There's every chance that that's a Birmingham University club record. And Leah Barrow, once she gets a sniff in that last 50 metres, sensational running. And what a way to end this championships for Birmingham. Getting that bronze medal could make the difference in the team standings as the official results come in. It's a championship record for Loughborough, 3:34.75, a devastating split from Megan Beasley on last leg. Uick just holding off Birmingham by 0.17. So what an end to the championships, Alistair, and what a great day it's been.
Great, extraordinary day for Birmingham. They've, I think they're going to place about third or fourth in the team event, and that's a great news for them. A collective effort. We saw two really exceptional athletes of the day, Callie Reid and Rebecca Linney, in that final event. Callie Reid was obviously